Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. You just listened to a conversation Cap Radio reporter Chris Nichols and myself had with our interim general manager, Tom Carlo, following an audit conducted by the California State University system over years-long financial mismanagement taking place at Cap Radio. That conversation was recorded on Thursday. In the spirit of maintaining our journalistic integrity and independence, I'm going to bring Chris in for some more context, what we know, what we don't know, and where we go from here. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Vicky. Thanks for having me.
So starting off, I already briefly mentioned this, but I think it's really important to emphasize the measures that we took as journalists to report on our employer independently. You, myself, news editor Chris Hagen, and senior producer Drew Sanzer, we made the decision to essentially remove ourselves from internal conversations as employees, and we followed NPR's protocols for reporting on itself, which means no Cap Radio corporate official or news executive reviewed our coverage before it was posted publicly or aired. So we're talking about the website and anything that's been broadcasted, Chris.
That's right, Vicky. And of course, it's never easy to report on your own organization and employer. But as an independent newsroom, our goal is to be transparent and to be clear with our audience about the severity of Cap Radio's financial problems. You know, Cap Radio is an important institution for Sacramento and for the region. We've been broadcasting for more than four decades. And just as we would cover important news about other institutions, we believe it's crucial to cover our own story as well.
Having a few days to marinate on this audit, and there's been developments over the weekend as well, what stands out to you about our conversation with interim GM Tom Carlo and where Cap Radio currently stands?
Well, I think a couple of things stand out. One, it's certainly good to hear from Tom Carlo that Cap Radio and Sacramento State are committed to doing everything they can to keep our operations running. That's, of course, a big positive. You know, I think our conversation was revealing in that it shows just how connected and in many ways reliant Cap Radio is on Sacramento State. But going back to the audit itself, when you read that 30-page document, it's really clear that Cap Radio is still very much in the middle of a huge financial challenge. Millions of dollars are owed on loans. There's a lot of uncertainty when it comes to our future, whether more layoffs will take place, and how exactly we move forward. And the audit also raised big questions about whether Cap Radio can afford its two costly downtown projects.
Right, because at the center of this are those downtown projects that Cap Radio moved forward on. I mean, this was reported back in 2019, and the move-in date at that time was 2020. That obviously didn't happen. It has been delayed time and time again, with a now move-in plan sometime early next year. What do you think is important to know about these projects?
Right now, I think it's important to lay out the basics of these projects, what they are and where they're planned. There are two downtown Cap Radio projects in the works. One is a new headquarters for employees at 730 I Street. The other is a separate live event space at 1010 8th Street. And as Tom Carlo mentioned in our interview, he says Cap Radio is still committed to moving to these leased downtown buildings. But both projects have faced some really long and costly delays. Neither one has opened yet. Just to give you an idea of how long Cap Radio has been working on this, our station publicly announced the project on 8th Street, as you said, back in April of 2019, so more than 4 years ago. And at that time, it was described as a $10 million project, one that would serve as both our new headquarters and as a new community engagement center and theater. And we reported at the time that Cap Radio's goal was to move employees and debut this new community engagement center by mid to late 2020. So that was 3 years ago. And again, that move hasn't taken place. Later on, Cap Radio decided to lease a second and additional building, this time on I Street, to serve as the headquarters. Tom Carlo said in our interview, his goal is for staff to move in there by early 2024.
Yeah, and it's important to understand that those in longtime leadership positions who really led these decisions, they're no longer here. Both the president and the general manager of Cap Radio, who was also a chief financial officer. Can you explain the timeline that you laid out in your reporting?
Sure. And these decisions, as you said, they were not made by rank and file employees, the music hosts or the journalists that you hear on air. they were made by our management. And there have been a lot of leadership changes over the past few years. As far as that timeline goes, Rich Etchison retired as general manager in 2020 after serving in that role since 2006. He was replaced by June Reyna, another longtime Cap Radio employee who had been the station's chief operating officer and chief financial officer. Back in March of this year, the Cap Radio board announced it would begin a search for a new general manager, with Reyna staying on until the new leader was in place. But Reyna left Cap Radio in June. I think it's also important to note that Etchison, the previous general manager, he stayed on as president emeritus until June 30th of this year. And then most recently, Tom Carlo was hired in August as the interim general manager. As we heard a moment ago, he previously served as GM of San Diego's NPR and PBS station.
Yeah, and both Tom and Sac State President Luke Wood, they inherited these challenges. Wood just became president of Sacramento State this summer. He wasn't available to join us today, but he did post a public video message Friday evening, so let's take a listen to it.
As many of you may have heard, the California State University has just released an audit that details substantial problems with Capital Public Radio, including significant financial mismanagement and lax accountability of the highest order. Even more, our internal analysis of their budget indicates that Cap Radio will likely have no remaining financial resources by January. Given this, we are implementing changes into the financial oversight and management of Cap Radio, which is an auxiliary of Sacramento State. Operational management of Cap Radio will be placed directly under university supervision, while the news and entertainment programming of the NPR affiliate will remain independent. I want to assure the Sacramento State campus community that these difficulties will not undermine our educational mission, our commitment to high-quality instruction, or diminish our capacity to serve our students, faculty, and staff. While new as president of Sacramento State, I am not new to the CSU system, and what I have seen is egregious, astounding, and heartbreaking. Cap Radio is a valuable and beloved media institution that has been part of the fabric of Sacramento and Northern California for decades. To see so many donors in our community dismayed by the lack of accountability at Cap Radio, to see reckless decisions made by Cap Radio management affecting the lives and careers of hardworking and talented people, and to see the impact that this has had on the bottom line for the university necessitated difficult decisions. One thing is abundantly clear: we have real and immediate work to do to ensure Cap Radio's financial controls and operational processes are disciplined, sound, and transparent. Donors must have the confidence that their generous contributions will be well stewarded, and community members must know that their support is worthwhile. More difficult decisions lie ahead. We are fighting for the future of Capital Public Radio. As James Baldwin said, nothing can be changed until it is faced. And we are facing this problem head on.
And that is Sacramento State President Luke Wood. Following that statement, we learned that Jonathan Bowman will be the administrator in charge of Cap Radio. He is the university's vice president for administration and business affairs, as well as the chief financial officer. But Chris, a critical projection is that Cap Radio, and this is quote, will have no financial resources remaining in January. That is 3 months from now. Do you have a better idea of what that all means?
You know, Vicky, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of information on that right now. This weekend, we asked our interim general manager, Tom Carlo, about those concerns. He told us in an email, quote, "We are exploring every option to keep Cap Radio going," end quote. There are some encouraging words in the statements from Sac State's Jonathan Bowman and President Wood. In the statement announcing Bowman's appointment as administrator in charge of Cap Radio from this weekend, Bowman says, quote, "I am a believer in public broadcasting and am committed to public media and to seeing Cap Radio through this difficult time." He went on to say, "I look forward to collaborating with interim general manager Tom Carlo and Cap Radio to address the issues identified in the audit, restore public trust in the station, create sound financial practices, and develop a new operating agreement with the university." Bowman also said that He strongly believes in preserving CAP Radio's journalistic and programming independence, which has made it a leading source of news in Northern California. And of course, President Wood made earlier remarks, similar remarks, saying last week, quote, "We are fighting to save CAP Radio, and we must see this through."
And just quickly, Chris, in the last minute that we have, I mean, an important point is, given that we're an auxiliary of Sac State, which means CAP Radio needs to be a benefit of the campus. That includes students. And from my understanding, we used to have an internship program. It was suspended during the pandemic. It is yet to return. So there is this concern about the financial burden Sac State is shouldering and how it could impact the financial health of the university, Chris.
That's right. Sacramento State, in a press release this weekend, explained, as a nonprofit auxiliary, CAP Radio cannot file for bankruptcy, and any debt accumulated is the ultimate responsibility of Sacramento State, its fiduciary.
Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vicky.
And that is CAP Radio reporter Chris Nichols. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Hagen. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. We'll